Around the House. Written and read by Morris Gleisman.
When Dad was on the local council back home, everyone in our suburb knew him. At the shops, so many people wanted to shake his hand, it took him an extra half hour just to get Mum's prescriptions. People liked him because he was cheerful and friendly and kind. Plus, he helped them, both as a councillor and as a camping shop owner. You should have seen people's faces when he showed them how to set up a folding wash basin. As I got off the plane, I wondered if Dad had started helping people here in Canberra yet. He wasn't officially meant to start his job as a Member of Parliament for 3 weeks, but Dad didn't like to hang about. Terry, the flight attendant, didn't like to hang about either. "This way," she said grumpily. She steered me and my luggage trolley into a side corridor, away from where most of the other passengers were going. "VIP exit," she said. "Get used to it." I was grateful to her for escorting me, but I wished Regine could have done it. Unfortunately, Regine was rostered to flush out the business class espresso machine or something like that, and Terry wouldn't swap with her. Terry led me into a room with lounges in it. Dad was on one, his phone to his ear. As soon as he saw me, he jumped up and gave me a hug. "Welcome to Canberra," he said. "Thanks, Dad," I said. "I've missed you." I didn't really need to say that because Dad knew. But whenever we were apart, such as when Dad was on the campaign trail for his election and I couldn't go with him because it was a school day, we always said it. We both reckoned we hadn't said it enough to Mum, and we didn't want to make the same mistake again. "I've missed you too, Ludo," said Dad, hugging me even tighter. Then he turned to Terry. "Thanks for looking after my family," he said. Terry snorted. "If it was my choice," she said, "he'd be spending the night in an overhead luggage compartment, handcuffed. Sign here."